Mary, you're very welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks very much, Anne. We're delighted to be with you.
Mary, tell us about STEM South West and the work that you're doing at the moment.
So STEM South West is a not-for-profit organisation that brings together education, industry and local authorities. We have a very unique and, I would say, diverse gathering between industry, mainly made up of multinationals and SMEs in the region, educators, so we have MTU and UCC, and then our local authorities, so very much supported by Cork County Council and Kerry County Council. It was founded in 2019 with a shared vision to really promote science, technology, engineering and maths across the southwest of Ireland. And really what we try and do is to connect schools, educators, students, businesses and communities to really drive innovation and opportunity in the region. So it's all really about inspiring the next generation into having an interest in STEM and either going into education in STEM or going into careers in STEM.
Fantastic, hugely important work as well, and great to hear about everything that you're doing. Mary, I know you commissioned a survey recently as well. So before we get into, I suppose, some of the findings of that, you might just talk us through why you decided to do the survey and what it focused on, and maybe who you spoke to as part of it as well.
Yes, so I suppose, you know, STEM South West, as I mentioned earlier, we're going since 2019, and every year we try and do some research that helps to give us a picture as regards what we're doing, and really, I suppose, in terms of the strategy that we have. So STEM South West, we focus on STEM and industry, STEM and education, and STEM and the community. And as I said, it's all about trying to make sure that we're doing the right things to inspire that next generation to having that interest in going into that area. We already know that there's a deficit in STEM talent out there. So I suppose what we're trying to do is identify ways to ensure that we're fulfilling our needs for the future. So jobs in STEM is expected to grow 15% by 2031, as an example. And we know that at least 35% of Ireland's primary and secondary school students need to pursue STEM education to meet the future needs. So that's really what we're trying to do through the research. We're trying to find out important key information that, I suppose, informs us as regards what we in STEM South West are doing.
Brilliant. One of the major findings from it as well was that almost 60% of parents of children under the age of 18 see technology as essential for equipping the next generation with the skills they need for the future. Were you expecting that kind of a finding, Mary, or was it something that came as a surprise?
In one sense, it was good. It's all very good information to get. I mean, I suppose, interestingly, you know, on the parent side, it was very much, I suppose, yes, they believe that technology builds future skills. If we look at the younger side of things, so, you know, 54% of 18 to 24-year-olds actually thought it to be more of a distraction. So, you know, both those cohorts give us good information as regards the types of initiatives that we need to do for the future. And it demonstrates the diversity in opinion across the various different cohorts.
It certainly did, and it was interesting to see as well, because I think it was 4 in 10 young adults say that STEM skills are key to future success. So interesting to see, but probably a little bit of work maybe to be done there in terms of getting more young people into STEM. Maybe is that an area that you'd like to focus on, maybe, Mary, in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose one of the things that we're doing, one of our biggest events of the year each year is our STEM South West Expo. So this year, it's our seventh year doing it now. It's the biggest of its kind across the region. It happens this year to be in Cork City Hall, and it really targets students, teachers, parents, employers also, both in Cork and Kerry. And it's bringing in, you know, this year over 40 companies exhibiting the very best there is in terms of STEM, showcasing, you know, the types of robotics, AI, virtual reality, all sorts of different interactive displays, demonstrations. And also, I suppose what's very important in this whole area is having role models and ensuring that we're giving access to these role models for students or children to actually talk to and, you know, understanding what the possibilities and what the opportunities there are in both, you know, studying and also going into employment in the areas of STEM.
Yeah, and Mary, when we talk about STEM as well, and we look, I suppose, to the future and the different career options that are there, it seems to be one, I suppose, that's going to hold steady in terms of potential opportunities for people to seek employment if they were to go down that road of studying in one of the areas of STEM.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, you know, we expect the whole area of STEM and jobs within STEM to grow 15% over the next 5 years. So this is really an area that, you know, in terms of job security, in terms of areas of opportunity and possibilities, it is the area I think that, you know, is something that children and students can aspire to, because, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, I think, in today's world in terms of roles that there's going to be in the future. And definitely, you know, the roles of 10, 20 years ago, and many of them have disappeared now, and the roles of another 10, 20 years time haven't even been conceived at this stage, many in the areas of STEM. So as a result, there's a huge growth happening in this area, and we need to be prepared, and we need to make sure that we have the talent to actually go into those roles.
Yeah, certainly. And I suppose in keeping with that as well, you mentioned, Mary, that at STEM South West, you work very closely with MTU here in Kerry and also in Cork then as well. Is it a case of, are you noticing maybe, Mary, that there's a big interest, I suppose, in STEM? Are people kind of flocking in their big numbers to undertake those courses at the various universities and to pursue a career in STEM?
Absolutely. So every year, you know, I mean, I suppose one of the things we look at is in the area of, particularly now, the engineering would be a big area, for instance, and, you know, trying to also to attract particularly females, I would say, into the area of STEM and engineering being a key one, I would say. And certainly year on year, we see an increase in the numbers going into these courses. But again, I suppose there's always a dropout rate. So we want to make sure that the right people are going into these courses, and we want to make sure that they're maintaining through those courses and then ultimately going into employment in the areas of STEM.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, and Mary, as you look to the future, then maybe what skills are we talking about when we think of the future? I can imagine the technology is probably up there as being a skill that people would need to have. But what other skills, I suppose, do you think would be more important maybe to the next generation of workers?
Yes. So one of the questions we asked was around skills in terms of what people found to be most valuable for the next generation. So we gave three options. One was technology. So the whole area of science, technology, engineering and maths, or technical know-how, we'll say. The second area was creativity and problem solving. And then the third area was adaptability and lifelong learning. And interestingly, it was quite balanced across the three skills. There was no significant front runners, although I would say in terms of the priority, it's certainly creativity and problem solving emerged as one of the top priorities, with 38% across all the cohorts saying that that was top priority. Also, I would say, interestingly, 41% of 18 to 24-year-olds said specifically that STEM skills was most important. And that would maybe, you know, link up with where they are in terms of their stage of life going into potentially looking at career prospects and all of that. So I suppose from a STEM South West perspective, we would recognise that, you know, all three of those skills are equally important. You need to have creativity and problem solving, you need adaptability, but ultimately you need a core skill in terms of the technical side. So whether it's science, technology, engineering or maths, that effectively will be that core competency. And then the three skills together, I would say, is what you will need to have a balanced overall value to any employer or any piece of research.
And just before we finish up, Mary, if anyone wants to find out a little bit more about STEM South West and the work you're doing, or potentially maybe, you know, I suppose, explore it as a potential option for a career, maybe have you a website that they can find out a little bit more information?
We do, yeah. So our website is stemsouthwest.ie, and you'll get loads of information on that. And you'll find out also who's involved, so you can reach out to any of us in the STEM South West board as well. And we've a number of different initiatives. We have Adopt a School, which is a new initiative, which is really looking at more rural schools and DESH schools. So we're trying to also make sure that there's a quality you know, in terms of reach as well. One of the things we recognise is that, you know, a lot of the schools in the, you know, more central, you know, suburbia, we'll say, get a lot of focus in terms of companies coming to the schools. So what we're trying to do now is ensure that we get people and we get companies out to the more rural schools so that they're also getting access to a lot of the knowledge and information in relation to the possibilities of STEM.
Fantastic. And if any school is listening and they want to sign up to that, can they do so through the website as well, Mary?
They should do, absolutely, yeah. Or as I say, just reach out. There's an email address on that as well that they can reach out to us. We'd be delighted to match you with a company.
Fantastic. Well, Mary, it sounds great. And thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's brilliant to hear about the work that you're doing.
Not at all, Amber. Lovely to speak to you.